The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. The Pharisees came forward and began to argue with Jesus, seeking from him a sign from heaven to test him. He sighed from the depth of his spirit and said, "Why does this generation seek a sign? Amen, I say to you, no sign will be given to this generation." Then he left them, got into the boat again, and went off to the other shore. The Gospel of the Lord. Good. So once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. Only once every 2 years does the church give us our first reading from the Epistle of St. James. And it almost always gets interrupted by Ash Wednesday, and we never get to hear the whole thing, okay? But St. James is one of my favorite epistles. It's one of the greatest in all the New Testament because it gives you all three things that you're looking for in a spiritual writing. It gives you wisdom, knowledge, and insight. Okay, knowledge, you could say, is the possession of a fact. Wisdom is the understanding of its value. But insight is knowing what to do about it. And that's one of the things you get straight up from the letter of St. James. And there's a great insight here from St. James that I think we all need to consider deeply. St. James says, "Count it as pure joy when you're involved in every kind of trial, because this leads to perseverance." A little word about that. The first thing we want to do, we want to understand what St. James means when he talks about a trial. He uses a fun word for trial here. The word is poikiloi. Okay? And poikiloi refers to life's little annoyances. So you don't want to hear St. James say, "Count it as pure joy when you're involved in every sort of trial," and think that James is referring to being joyful at a tragedy, right? When you're spouse is dying of cancer, or your best friend gets killed in a car accident. He's not saying that's something you treat with pure joy, right? But life's little annoyances, things like leaky roofs, right? Or flight delays, or spotty Wi-Fi. You know, just not too long ago, I went through the drive-through to get a milkshake, and they forgot to give me a straw. Right? That's poikiloi. And what he says to do, he says, take these things in faith. And I'll tell you very simply how you take them in faith. Turn it into a prayer right there, and right then and there. Say, "Praise be to you, Lord, for there's no straw in my bag." Okay, that's what you want to do. And he says this leads to perseverance. And perseverance is the prize that we need. Perseverance is the fuel of the spiritual life. There's so many people, they set out to follow the Lord Jesus. And they do great for a season. They're good for a few months or even for a few years, and then they quit because they don't have any perseverance. Perseverance is that which keeps you praying even when you don't feel like it. Perseverance gets you getting up, going across town and coming to Mass even when it's drier than the Sahara Desert. Perseverance is what lets you be kind to someone day in and day out even when they're not kind to you in return. I'll tell you what perseverance does. It prevents this world from taking its root in your heart. When things don't go your way, it prevents this world from taking root in your heart. That which crowds out the place which our Lord Jesus would like to have. And an Irish great-grandmother who was fond of saying, "This earth ain't heaven." A lot of wisdom in those words. Okay, so something to remember now. Next time things don't go your way, just remember the words of St. James. Give thanks to God for your poikiloi and press on in faith, that the Lord might make you complete and entire and lacking in nothing. Amen.